Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Are you afraid of drones? Will the government, any government, use drones pretty soon to attack and kill you? Now, that might be a far-fetched question for some of you, but as we will see in this program today, the danger is very real and very, very frightening. I'd like to begin by reading from an article which was published by NBC News, dated February 6. Legal experts expressed grave reservations Tuesday about an Obama administration memo concluding that the United States can order the killing of American citizens believed to be affiliated with Al-Qaeda, with one saying the White House was acting as judge, jury, and executioner. The expert said the memo threatened constitutional rights and dangerously expanded the definition of national self-defense and of what constitutes an imminent attack. Anyone should be concerned when the president and his lawyers make up their own interpretation of the law or their own rules, said Mary Ellen O'Connell, a law professor at the University of Notre Dame and an authority of international law and the use of force. This is a very, very dangerous thing that the president has done, she said. The memo specifically says the government is not required to have clear evidence that a specific attack on U.S. persons and interests will take place in the immediate future. Glenn Greenwald, a constitutional lawyer who writes about security and liberty for the British newspaper The Guardian, described the memo as fundamentally misleading, with a clinical tone that disguises, quote, the radical and dangerous power it purports to authorize. If you believe the president has the power to order U.S. citizens executed far from any battlefield, with no charges or trial, then it is truly hard to conceive of any asserted power you would find objectionable, he wrote. Are you waking up, my friends, to what's happening here? Or are you still sound asleep? I asked the question, are we experiencing tyranny in the United States of America and in other countries where they are talking about drone warfare? Here's an article by Newsmax, reported stating on February 8th, that administration documents providing legal coverage for drone strikes on Americans are just more of the tyrannical ways the president is using his executive powers to run the government, warns General Paul Valley, a retired general, who said, we have growing here a tyrannical form of government which is supposed to be a shared government with Congress, the White House, and the courts. I remind you that there was a time when the American people rebelled, quote-unquote, against the tyranny, quote-unquote, of the British king. Are we reaching that point again where more and more American citizens are going to, quote-unquote, rebel against the, quote-unquote, tyranny of the American president and his government? People have been warning against this for quite a while. Der Spiegel Online wrote on February 8, the new wars could very well usher in the demise of the political order of sovereign states. What would replace it? A global police state? Question mark. Deutsche Welle wrote on February 9. Because, my friends, the same discussion which is going on here in the United States is going on in Germany and Europe as well regarding drone warfare. They say the use of drones with missiles is highly controversial under international law. From the American perspective, the country is in armed conflict against Al-Qaeda. The reasoning? Because Al-Qaeda operates worldwide, it is necessary to take action globally against the terror network. But European international law rejects these arguments. A conflict between Europe and America is accelerating. It goes on to say, international law contains no legal basis for the killing of alleged terrorists outside a combat situation. In the case of Pakistan, for example, so far no Western country has officially announced that it is a war zone or that this is an armed conflict within the meaning of international law. Targeted killing of suspected terrorists is like a death sentence without a trial. Now, the Washington Times published an interesting editorial by Senator Rand Paul. And that is what they said, or what he said. Politicians should not decide the crime and the punishment for American citizens here or abroad. A trial by a jury with a judge is a right to be prized by American citizens. Mr. Obama tells us that an imminent threat need not be immediate. My opposition to his drone killing is an opposition to any politician, Republican or Democrat, becoming an imperial executor in chief. No politician should be ever granted that power. He goes on to say, why can we not just kill Americans who dissent? For one, because our government has already shown recklessness in defining who is a terrorist. Fusion centers in Missouri define pro-life and pro-border security hawks as potential terrorists. The Department of Justice produced a list of characteristics of terrorists that we should report to the government. People missing fingers, people who've changed the color of their hair, people who like to pay in cash, people who have more than 7 days of food, and people who buy weathered ammunition. Mr. Obama's pick for drone killer in chief, John O'Brien, says the 2001 authorization for military force after September 11 authorizes him to kill American citizens and it doesn't contain a geographical limitation. If that doesn't wake you up, notice what the Washington Times reported on February 18. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said the White House does not necessarily have to confess to killing American citizens by unarmed drones. Now, at least one Republican House colleague is outraged anytime the government willfully executes a citizen, regardless of the circumstances. It is a very serious issue, said Republican Mike Lee from Utah. But Mrs. Pelosi answered and said her views would be the same even if a Republican held the White House. Dangerous, dangerous precedents are being set here. And in light of this, Breitbart reported on February 17 that during a Google Plus hangout responding to a question about immigration, President Barack Obama made the following stunning remark. This is something I have struggled with throughout my presidency, he said. The problem is that I am the President of the United States. I am not the Emperor of the United States. My job is to execute laws that are passed. So in his eyes, that's a problem, that he is not the Emperor. Is he trying to become one? As I said earlier, are the American citizens getting to the point where they say enough is enough? Time magazine published an interesting article in their latest edition on Rise of the Drones. I'd like to just read to you a few excerpts from this article. Since President Barack Obama took office, it says, the U.S. has executed more than 300 drone attacks in Pakistan, a country with which we are not at war. Goes on to say, the morality of the U.S. drone campaign and its legality under domestic or international law is a subject of bitter debate. Counterterrorism Chief John Brennan and other administration officials argue publicly that the drone strikes are legal under the 2001 authorization that allows the use of force against those responsible for the 2001 attacks and their affiliates. But critics, including Jamal Jaffa, director of the ACLU Center of Democracy, says the government's targets have broadened beyond the scope of the 2001 authorization. The international legal outlook is even murkier. A UN special rapporteur has written, if other states were to claim the broad-based authority that the United States does to kill people anywhere, any time, the result would be chaos. Whatever their legal validity, the practical effectiveness of drone strikes is undermined by their tendency to outrage and radicalize populations against the U.S. Voices have been heard that people will take their guns pretty soon and start shooting at drones spying on them. Can you imagine what the outcome will be? Here's another frightening statement in this article. It appears that drones are evolving faster than Americans' ability to understand how legally and ethically to use them. Drones are learning to think for themselves. Now pause a moment. They are learning to think for themselves. Are we creating Frankenstein monsters turning against their maker pretty soon? The article goes on to say they are also gaining endurance. And then notice this frightening statement. Right now, the U.S. is the only nation that operates drones on a large scale, but that will change. Flying drones is hard, but it's not that hard. It's estimated that there are 76 other countries either developing drones or shopping for them. Iran is one of them. Both Hezbollah and Hamas have flown drones already. In November, a Massachusetts man was sentenced to 17 years for plotting to attack the Pentagon and the Capitol with remote-controlled planes. The moral ambiguity of covert drone strikes will clarify itself very quickly if another country claims the right under international law to strike its enemies in the United States. There may come a day when the United States bitterly regrets the precedents it has set. But that day, it will come. But it may be too late for many of the American citizens. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Lenk for the Standing Watch program.